Of I have it on my mind today, something tonight about the great giver in the Bible. And it was something that touched me in the last time. If we have a great giver as our book today, about, and I only wanted to show them few points about that, but he has. There is one point that we should have in mind about our God is a giver, but the world and the devil. Let us have this point in our mind when we look at the scripture and read a few verses to go further and further. I'd like to read the first one from Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? We saw on Sunday night, we saw that God has given his only begotten son. The son of his love he has given for us. The only one. This one who was the highest person, the highest thing that he could give, he gave for us. He does not spare. This is the unspeakable gift that he has given. We spoke about it, that this gift is so precious that we couldn't reach or increase this value of this gift in his full. What we have, what has he given for us? But a gift is only your own if you accepted it. And this is also the lesson which we learned on Sunday night, that we have to accept our Lord Jesus Savior. Or now we call his fullness, his totally all in all. There are sometimes we do search things and give us something else. But not that. Cannot have the right words for that. But we can have a look what the Lord has received. I want to show a few things about that. What our Lord got from his Father in heaven. At first, I want to read a verse from Philippians 2, verse 9. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory. The first thing that God has given our Lord is a name. I cannot know what it means. Was the rejected man. But he had exaltation is greater than we ever can know or recognize. But it's so wonderful that we know that our Lord. Second thing I want to show is in John 7. I like to say it first. If we have a look on the names of our Lord Jesus, we find so much glories and how would you say, attitudes in it, that we can't take a whole week above all these names and all what is mentioned in it. It's so full, we cannot have it all, but we can search at it. And I had joy if we look at this. What does it mean, man? What does it mean, son of man? What does it mean that he's Lord? What does it mean that he's Christ? Give you that with you, that you can also have a look what it means, that what is included in this. But then God gave our Lord Jesus something what is very important in John 17, verse 2. I want to read. This is the prayer of our Lord. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, and this is life eternal, that they might know. as so has given him. So the one point is that our Lord, or God gave our Lord peace. So this was the result of his work on earth. This was the result of his sufferings, that he has a reward. And now it is the joy of our Lord to look on those who he will in eternity have with him, as we saw today. But there is a second point that was given to him. This is the first part of this verse. As thou hast given him power over all. And this is also a great thing. Our Lord has the power over all. We will come to the point that is not at all. But he has the power. God has given the power to his son. And it is so wonderful that God has given him so much. This power is a godly, divine power. It's not comparable with human power, but it's so much more. And we can think about that he has the power over all flesh. Though that means it's not only something that a man should obey him. It's also that, as an example, as he called the great fish, the fish has obedient. He has the whole flesh, the whole creation is under his power. In John 5, we find in verse 22, for the Father judgeth not no man, but hath committed all judgment unto. So this judgment is given to the Son. The Son is the judger. He is the one who has his fully delight to judge in the way as he should. But it is not in them something that the next verse said that all men should honor the Son. This was the reason why he had committed the judgment unto the Son. So it's this one who has been judged in an unbelievable, unjust way, he has now given the judgment. By cannot understand great that we can look at our Lord Jesus Christ. But then we also find, if we look at Ephesians 1, that God has given him or set him in a point that is more than we have seen now. We find it in verse 20 and Ephesians 1 verse 22, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all. So this is the position he had now, that he is the head of his body, that he is this one to whom everything is going to and from which everything is going out. So this is also something which we cannot understand, but it is some of his glory, some of his things that he has given him now. And so we can have a little bit joy of that, but God, that we can joy with our Lord about that, but God. And the one verse that shows us a little bit the greatness of our Lord, Matthew 28 verse 8, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And this included all things who is mentioned in the Bible, as we find that there are principalities, that are demons, they are all under his power. There is nothing who is more powerful than our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is also something which we can us that we can see, and that is so great. And it's also something for us which is very comfortable for us, that we can see Him, that He is the highest, most authoritative person which ever exists, and as God is. And this is so wonderful. That is, this is our Lord, who has all power in heaven. And there is another thing which we can look at. This is what we have got. We have got in our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is the outcome, the blessings for us. And there is one verse that we can read in John 10 about that. 10 verse 28, or verse 27, I read. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So that what we have given is eternal life. This is something that is incredible for us. We cannot understand it because our minds, our heads are bounded in a way of time and in a way of, but our Lord has given us something what is over these things. It's over our mind. It's something eternal. It's something what isn't comparable what we have on life here on earth. But we can live in it. We can take it as something by faith. And this is what we can enjoy now. But if we come in the next days, we will see in John 14 that He also has given us peace. And this is something also what we need for every day. Peace in a different way. John 14, verse 27. The Lord said, "Peace I have with you, my peace I give unto you. And not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We will come to it tomorrow, or in the next days. But this is something what is so higher than the world is. The world has no peace. The world is, the attitude of the world is wild. It's going up and down. There is nothing who can have you where you can find really peace. But the Lord gave His peace. The Lord gave us peace, and that is something that is also a great blessing for us, that we can have this peace, that we can enjoy. Let us always look at these things, what our Lord has given us, or what was given by God. But it's with the peace, there's also included another thing. This is the what we find in Matthew 11. Yeah. This is the rest. The rest which we cannot divide from. In Matthew 11, verse 28. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." And this is also a very important point. The rest, we need rest for our daily doings, yes, and our Lord will give us that also. But the most important point is the rest of our souls. And the devil also wants temptation, attack this point, that he wants to take us away disease in our souls, in our hearts. But it's so great that we could stand on the word of God, that we could accept it, and that we could enjoy the word that He said, "I let us do it every time new." It's not something that we can have one time and it's done for all times. We have to do it every time now. We have to stand on the words, because if we leave from this, it's more easier for the devil. We have the word of God, the true, as we have only in the world. It's the word. There is it where we can look at the giver. First we say God as the giver. Then we said, our Lord God. There is a third point, and this depends on the respect. That is a point that we also should give something. But it is not something what we have to. Of course, God wishes, He wants us to do that. But it is something that we do with our free will. It's something that we do with our heart as a response of that gift. And this is what is so important. There are no persons in heaven who have done the conversion as they're all in heaven who are there with a free will, with a free decision. There's nobody who said, I take you with me. It's not possible. Everyone is there with a free decision. And so it's also the responsibility of us to say, oh, what is our response to that, what our Lord, our God has given? And I found three things that He wants from us. And the first I will read from Proverbs. Proverbs 23, verse 26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. So the first one that God wants us to give is the fully heart, a complete heart. It's, as I have said, it's a free decision. But He wants us to have our heart, the most important thing which we have. Without our heart, we can, but with our heart, with a heart full of our Lord Jesus, we are in a situation where we can more enjoy the blessings and the prayer, where we are also able to do something for Him. But the first point is that we have or needed to give our whole heart to Him. And here's what I think that isn't the thing of an age. We have, all of us have every day new, make the decision, oh Lord, I want my heart should only be today for You. This is the decision in which we live in, which we can enjoy that what God has given us in His Word. That we can more and more know that, more know about Him. And His second point is that He said that we should give something in 1 John. 1 John 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we that love of God, because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the prayer. Now, we could say, how is that possible? I know that is the deepest or the highest way that we lay down our life. But I want only pointed out this point, that we should love each other, as we saw yesterday. And that love is shown by giving, that we have seen. But the point is, how much do we reserve for us? Or how much are we able, or do we want to give? Question which is very challenging for, I think. But the point is, when we have a heart, we are able to give our brother, or we have someone where you can search an advice, or where you can have so many things with, where you can share things, sorrows, but you can also choice share. This is what we learn, that we had, that we should give each other, that we should recognize that there couldn't be anything what is valuable to reserve for myself, because our Lord gave everything He had. God gave the highest. What are we? What in the last we find in here? I read from verse 15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of His lips, in giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forgot not. For with such, so that is especially giving by money. And there is all those things where God said, "This I, which is well pleased." And this is so good that we couldn't do something for him in a very easy way. Nobody knows of us what is done each Sunday, or what is collected each Sunday. And it is good for us, but the Lord knows it. And this is the point we should remember. As he saw the widow who's doing 2 cents, that she has done everything what she had. See that there was a widow who was willing to give every. Let us be encouraged to give something for the Lord, not to be seen by man, not to be under pressure to do something, but from a free will, as we say that a joyful giver. This is what God wants. We something think, oh, we should do things. Yes, probably. It's sometimes better to think in this way. But normally, it should be a joyful thing. And then the second principality is that we should recognize that giving is better, as we learn. Apostle Paul said in the midst of verse 35, "And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, who had said, 'It is more blessed to give than'." This is also a principle. But the most point is, the more we have, the more we develop the perfectness, the excellent of our Lord Jesus, the more our heart is fulfilled with him. And the more our heart is fulfilled with him, the more we are able to give, the more we are willing. So let us think about it more and more. Let us have our hearts, our eyes of our hearts concentrate. This is the only thing which can give us joy, which is totally all and all. So with this person, with this pressure, we can have a way, happiness, and happiness until the day that he will come. The last act of grace.